late fall of the year when it was cold, 4 o'clock in the morning, hitching an old horse to the mill, sit there and poke that cane in that thing. I'd think daylight was never going to come, or breakfast time. The old horse going round and round, and he's sitting there just poking that cane in that old thing, and the juice running out, running out. Had a, what we call a half barrel there that it run in, and I never got that full. I had to stop the horse and dip that out and carry it and put it in a barrel over by the pan where they cook it. Then had to build a fire under that pan. We'd make sorghum molasses by the barrel full, Never got so tired of anything in my life.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names that would distinguish syrup and molasses? In other words, what was the difference between them? You said molasses.
Yeah, I've heard them called blackstrap. Most anything.
Kinds of sweetening?
Yeah.
You ever hear anybody talk about long or short sweetening?
No, not where molasses had anything to do with it.
Yeah. You might say this is an imitation maple syrup. It's well, if something's not imitation, it's, you say it's what? It's pure, or what's on a belt to tell you that it's cowhide and nothing else?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a lot of different belts for them, let's see.
Yeah. Well, you know, if something's not imitation, it's gent, and it's
pure, I guess.
Pure, or they might say, this is a real thing. This is the blank real thing. This is the what? You know, if a belt, you bought a belt and it would have something on the inside of it, it would say blank cowhide. And what would that blank, that would be, that word would be
genuine cowhide, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Warranted cowhide.
Yeah, I imagine some of your cows in St. Louis was cut up for belts too.
Yeah, I expect so.
Now, would you ever make any kind of sweet spread by boiling sugar and the juice of fruits or some sort of apples or peaches maybe, or something like that? You might make jam.